Lenny! Lenny?
Sir, back away now!
I didn't do this.
Put your hands up, now!
Wanted for murder. Suspect's name, Brian Mills.
Oh, Skype's being a bitch already. That's nice.
Hey, Skype needs to be fucking taken.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ, man. This script needed to be taken. Man, this is, you know, this is the first ever Wayne and P1 review.
I was going to say, it is the first solo movie review we've ever done. Unless the movie's come out months or years ago.
It only took 3 years. And who would have thought it would have been this movie?
Well, hey, I love Liam Neeson. I love the first Taken movie.
I love him too. I love the first Taken too. Matter of fact, you know what? I even like him in Taken 2 as well.
I actually like the character itself. And
yeah.
I think that's the issue, is people love this character so much, they can't let the fucking guy go.
No, because if you love Liam Neeson...
Everyone loves Liam Neeson.
I was telling the wife when we went to go see it, whatever, I was just like, you know, I dream about that man every day. How can you not love Liam Neeson? I love her. Either one I'd be happy with.
Yeah, that motherfucker trained Batman. That motherfucker trained Jedi, all right?
He was a Jedi. He trained Batman.
Look, he was in the worst Jedi film, but that's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's all right. He's still a Jedi. That doesn't matter. He fought wolves.
Yes, I forgot. The gray. How could you even forget that?
He fought wolves. He stopped a plane from crashing. He's got a specific set of skills 3 times. How can you deny this man the credibility that he deserves, Wayne?
You go back to all his history, even his history of, you know, being a Scotsman taking on in Rob Roy, killing Englishmen. You know, he's done shit from the dawn of time. You know,
yeah, fuck the Englishmen anyway. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them all. Kill them all. That's what Mel Gibson did in Braveheart.
Exactly. That's why I love this guy. Oh, yeah, that's why I love that movie. Actually, a long time ago, that was one of my favorite movies. Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Mel Gibson clearly is a man who has something against Englishmen, because in The Patriot, he kills him. In Braveheart, he kills him.
Mel Gibson as a man has issues with a lot of people. If y'all don't know if you noticed that.
He has a set of skills, for sure.
Oh, it's called racism. Yes.
Exactly. It's a skill.
It is a skill. You put that on the job application nowadays. but we finally here to talk about Taken 3, the movie that I've been hearing people saying is the worst thing they've ever seen. It was horrible. It was god awful. Now you get Wayne and P1's thought on what we thought about the movie. And
no one else's opinion matters except ours.
That's right. And Wayne, I'm here to tell you, I didn't hate the movie as much as everybody else did.
Thank you.
Jesus. Like, someone told me that it would be the worst thing you ever see before I saw the movie. And I was just like, oh, damn. So we talking like.
Motherfucker. Unless they put Melissa McCarthy in there taking over Liam Neeson's role, then no. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, don't suggest that. Because I fucking do that shit. Anything we suggest, they do.
I will say that the movie definitely fucking lacks from the first one, obviously, because both of them did. But some people were saying this was worse than the second one. I put this on par with the second one.
Mate, you and me agree again.
Yeah, I'm lost where people are saying this is the worst movie they've ever seen. Apparently, they haven't seen the fucking prequels.
apparently, they're not watching Gotham.
Yeah, they don't see Star Trek. That's new shit. I mean, there's a lot. Like, when I was watching this. A month from now, I'm going to forget this. It's a forgettable action flick, but it is not the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm going to tell you this
I will say it is not the worst thing I've ever seen. However, it is the worst editing and action I have ever seen, because that's the one thing I will agree on. When I'm watching, I'm like, this is the most worst edited action sequences I have ever seen, and I will stand by that.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. And you know what? It's because it's got the same fucking director from the second one, and the fucking editing in that one sucked as well. Too,
yep.
But you know what? I think in this one, it probably didn't bother me that much. Is because there's not a lot of action really going on.
Oh, you couldn't tell.
No, you could. I'm not gonna lie though. Every time Liam Neeson judo chopped somebody, I was smiling and clapping.
I swear to God, I reckon the director took a break and gave Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali the camera, and they're just shaking so much you couldn't fucking see what they were filming.
I thought you said he's gonna give it to Stevie Wonder, and that motherfucker was just filming.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, bro. He came in and said, "Hey, man, I stopped filming some shit."
And he, you know, he stuck it on his head while he was playing the piano and shit, so that head was bobbing.
He just kept bobbing down. Like, fuck, stay still, Stevie, for fuck's sake. Get me Ray Charles. He's dead. Don't matter. He'll work.
Dig up his grave. We don't give a fuck. Dig up his body up.
He just got that director. Big smile on his face and his glasses holding the camera.
We got this director, Oliver Megaton. This motherfucker.
Megatron.
Megatron, yeah.
Anytime I see that motherfucker's name, I just see him as like a hobo with a sack on his head walking in the desert.
See, and I want a GoPro camera on his head. this dude directed Columbiana, Transporter 3, Taken 2 and 3. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man, yo.
You gotta quit.
Your track record of action films really ain't that great right there. Some of the worst fucking... And you know what the problem in each one was? Each one of them had the worst fucking action editing I've ever fucking seen.
I'll just say, whoever his editor is, sack him. Just sack him. But take them away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and Wayne, let me tell you something. Someone told me that this movie will make you never want to see a Liam Neeson film ever again.
Oh, piss off.
Did you get that feeling watching this?
Absolutely not. Look, I have the character himself is still a great character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When I left the cinema, what I pictured this character as is Rambo. And I'll tell you what. I love the Rambo character, but the first
He's
movie.
He's Rambo in Suburbia. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Rambo is a standalone film, and so is Taken. But the character became so loved, it's like, oh shit, what are we gonna do with this character now? Oh, we'll just throw him in this environment and that environment. And Rambo suffered the same thing. The first movie, amazing. The next two, yeah, forgettable. I love the fourth one. So maybe they might do the same thing with Taken. Whereas the same thing with Taken.
So you're pretty much saying that this has like that 80s action syndrome. Like this character has just became that popular now.
Yeah, it is. And like with Taken, the first movie was so good, but it's a standalone movie. And it's like, oh shit, because it was so big and like an unexpected surprise of a hit. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do with this character? Let's just roll him into other situations. Fuck it, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. You know, someone was telling me that it felt like the Hangover Syndrome, and I was just like, no, fuck out of here.
What?
No,
what?
Hell no.
What?
Jesus. Hangover 2 and 3 were shit. Okay, let's go ahead and be real now.
Hangover 3 is one of my worst films I've seen. I will say that.
They were fucking horrible. I mean, come on now. At least the Taken movies, you got a character in here you can follow. You like I was saying, someone told me that this movie will make you never want to see a Liam Neeson film again. I didn't get that vibe at all. I thought Liam Neeson was still that Brian Mills character we knew. I mean, still had the skills. He was still handling business, always one step ahead of the cops and shit like that. So I'm just like, I don't get where this is supposed to make me not like Liam Neeson no more.
Yeah, there are things I actually do really like. I like the fact his team were actually brought into this and actually helped him out.
Yes,
I've always
wanted
to see
his
team. I want to see a film with him and his crew.
That was actually the best part of the film for me. I actually like seeing him and his team get together and work on shit and stuff like that. I thought that was cool as fuck, especially the one that got shot. I don't remember his name. I think it was it doesn't matter. The nigga that got shot. Anyway,
the man who's in a lot of films, you just never remember his name.
He's like that guy that always says in Batman Begins, "Nice coat." he's like you just see him in a lot of shit. You just don't remember his name.
I remember that he was the baddie in The Bone Collector, and he was in Alien Resurrection and shit like that.
Okay, well we can just stop right there.
You might be saying Alien Resurrection. You're like, okay, done.
Man, I don't think it's the worst thing I've ever seen, but I don't think it's the greatest I've ever seen. I think had I watched this at home, Wayne, I probably could watch all three of these movies back to back and wouldn't have a bad opinion about either one, to be honest, than the editing on the action.
Yeah, that's the first one I do love. I actually think it's a great film. I love when people say, oh, the first one is not that good. I'm like, look, I love the first one. The second one is, just, as you said, it's just a forgettable action film, and so is this.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me see what you thought about this line, because I read a lot of reviews saying, oh, they gave him no dialogue to say or whatever. I thought the line was cool, but there was that scene where the Forrest Whitaker said, oh, we're going to come after you, and he just hung up and said, good luck.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool, if you ask
me. It's a throwback to the first film.
That's why I thought it was cool. I was like, that was funny to me. I didn't feel like he didn't have any lines to say. I was like, I thought it was, like you said, it was a throwback to the first film, and it's to show that, you know, he's the hunted now, not the hunter, you know? So I was like, yeah, I thought it was fucking cool, man. I actually still like Liam Neeson's character. Oh, man, this is the one that fucking pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. Someone said, I was reading reviews. Someone said that this is the most wasted they've ever seen Forrest Whitaker. I was like, when the fuck have you ever seen him in anything good?
I was gonna say,
when the fuck, Wayne, is the last time you seen Forrest Whitaker in a good movie? And what do you mean wasted? He plays a cop in every fucking movie now. You remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
I was going to say, was he in The Last Stand? Was it the same character?
He's the same fucking character. And then what was that movie with Christian Bale, Out of the Furnace? He was another cop again. And I was just like, this dude don't do shit but play cops now and be on the phone. How the fuck can you sit up here and say, oh, he was wasted in this movie? Get the fuck out of here, man.
This motherfucker just thinks he's a fucking cop. Actually, you know what? You are correct. Everything he's in, he's a cop.
Oh, remember that movie he did with Colin Farrell? Phone
Booth? I was going to say Phone Booth.
And what does he do in each one?
He thinks he's a cop. He's a cop on the phone.
That's it. And he's always on the phone on each one. So for people to complain about, Forrest Whitaker was
waiting. Straight Kings.
You're just looking for shit to complain about now because this nigga's last four movies, that's all he's been fucking doing. So I don't hear that shit about, Forrest Whitaker was so... The only time he did something different was when he was in Black Nativity and played a fucking pastor.
What the fuck was that movie? He won an award for it. What the hell was that? The Last King or something? The Last King of Scotland or whatever?
The Last King of Scotland, yeah. That was like, what, 2003?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was wild, mate.
That was a long time ago.
Hey, he was in Species.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's going back a while.
His eyeball was in Gravity.
Oh, what? Was he in Gravity? No.
His eyes was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He played Space, right?
Yeah. Gravity 2. Gravity 2.
Forrest Whitaker.
I gets more work than Forrest Whitaker.
Even if they did a Gravity 2, he'd still play a cop.
He'd play a cop in space.
In space, on his phone.
See, that's where Ridley Scott fucked up. He should have got him to be in Prometheus. There he goes. He's a space cop.
He should have been the space jockey. Just wakes up as a cop.
Forrest Whitaker, man. Dude, to me, he's just a useless actor anyway. I mean, he don't do shit in this film as much as he don't do shit in the other films. So
that's a bit hot.
I see no disappointment in that for me. I don't know about you, Wayne, but
you know, he's kind of like the Ernie Hudson who just never gets any credit in any film he's in. You're like, I remember that guy, but what was he doing in that?
By the way, bullshit on Forrest Whitaker. This nigga sits up here talking about, yeah, I knew everything that was going on at the end of the film. I was like, you ain't no goddamn
shit. You sit down eating bagels, and oh yeah, I knew because I had the bagel. So what the fuck you on about? Bagel?
He's like, who go gets a bagel 9 a.m. in the morning and then comes kill a wife? Doesn't make sense, right? I'm just like, so you mean tell me you've been chasing this nigga for an hour and a half in this movie or whatever, and you already knew who the fuck did it?
But my answer to that would be someone who's hungry.
Hey, that's like saying, oh, that dude that shot up that theater, he couldn't have did it because he got McDonald's before he went to that theater, you know?
yeah, that works. Yeah, you know, the 9/11 attacks on the towers, it couldn't be from terrorism because, you know, Bin Laden was hungry. He was getting McDonald's, man.
You know what this movie proved, too? It just proved how goddamn stupid police are.
Oh, they're always stupid.
I mean, Jesus. But this one, man. The shit that they were finding out at the end of the film, I was like, damn, it took y'all this fucking long to figure that out. Like, when they talk about, like, he took out insurance on the wife, on Femke Jensen's character.
How long would that have taken to find out?
Jesus Christ. Dude, you think that police detectives would have pulled that shit out the first day?
Too easy eating bagels and playing with these rubber band. What the hell was with that?
The rubber band and the chess piece.
Oh, yeah. What was the chess piece? What the fuck was that?
Forrest Whitaker was the weirdest fucking character in here. I mean, matter of fact, if anything, this is the most I've ever seen him do just because he's got the rubber band and the chess piece. That is like,
he's starting to look like Igor or something from bloody Frankenstein or something. His eyes bulging out. He's getting a hunch soon. I tell you what, if you ever want to make a remake of like The Hunchback on Notre Dame, Forrest Whitaker as Quasimodo.
Forrest Whitaker, Sanctuary. There you go. I like that. Actually, you know, that's the best casting choice I've ever seen.
You know, and you still, even back then, you still have a fucking phone on him somehow.
Speaking of casting choices, man, okay, the husband.
Oh, Doug Ray Scott.
Okay, people, if you remember the stepdad from Taken and Taken 2, old ass man.
Was it meant to be the same guy?
Yes.
Are we sure? Because I've heard this, and I'm like, no, There's no way it could be the same.
He has the same name and everything.
Oh, does he? No yes. way. Fucking way.
And you know what I told the wife when we was watching, I said, you know why they did that. And like I caught it like right away, because when he stepped into Brian's house, they had that dark music playing in the background. I was like, oh my God, they setting him up to be the villain. And the reason why they changed actors is not because like, oh, they couldn't get that other actor back because he ain't doing shit.
Motherfucker, you are right. It is the same character. One. It is the same character. You are right. Fuck me, dude.
They wanted to make this new actor, they wanted to make him look intimidating, you know, kind of threatening. Like, you couldn't get that old-ass dude that played Taken 1 and 2, so they got this dude
but that's the
be
point.
Like, oh, you know.
But that's the point. If you got the same actor, it would have worked. Because the whole point was, you wouldn't have expected it. I mean, you would have, because we're not stupid. But you would have been like, oh, yeah, this old guy, yeah, motherfucker, he ain't going to do nothing. Oh, wait, yes, he did.
Actually, you know, and I wish they would have went that route. I'm with you. I wish they would have went that route, too, because they could have kept playing the mystery. I'm like, okay, well, then who is behind this? Now, obviously, Brian Mills would have figured it out because, you know, he got a specific set of skills. He's always going to figure some shit out.
Took him a fucking while to figure it out.
It didn't take him long at all.
Where's these fucking skills going?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and say it, man. I like the film from Liam Neeson's standpoint. I thought he was still a badass. He was still whooping people's asses and shit. The only problem, like you brought up, is whenever he's beating somebody's ass, that camera just cannot stay still on him. And I'm just like, God damn, dude, I want to see him whoop this dude's ass. But I love seeing him get arrested by the police and breaking out. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Look, I got to give a shout out to my girl. I love Maggie Grace. She's just, I love that girl.
The only girl in Hollywood that can still look like she's 16.
And how dare she get pregnant? That's disgraceful.
Oh, yeah, how dare she? Oh, I will say that whole storyline with her of not telling she was pregnant or not, I was like, okay, that's a little ridiculous now. Oh, I think.
What do you think he's going to do? Beat the shit out of her and rip the baby out of her?
Yeah, exactly. I think the Liam Neeson's character we set up here, he's a reasonable dad. I don't think that he, like you say, he's going to beat the fucking girl and knock the kid out of her or something like that. Come on now. He's not CJ. Come on.
he probably would have gone after the boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine dating that motherfucker.
That's why it's called Taken 3. He's taking a boyfriend and shit.
Yeah, you're dating a woman who's been kidnapped twice and her father's a fucking psychopath. Killing machine.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I can give a synopsis of this one. So, you know what, people? All right, synopsis. Here we go. Famken Jensen, she gets murdered, and they try to set it up to make it look like as if Brian Mills, played by Liam Neeson's character, killed her. And obviously, LAPD is after him. Meanwhile, he's trying to figure out, you know, who killed his wife. And he goes on the town of L.A. to show his specific set of skills. There's your plot.
You know what? That's pretty much it.
His wife gets killed, he gets framed, he's looking to clear his name, and also find the dude that murdered his wife.
And Forrest Whitaker is on the phone all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Forrest Whitaker. Oh, but Wayne, he was wasting this film. He was fucking wasted. Man, because I seen this movie late. I didn't have a screen in it because I wanted the wife. She was begging me because she loves this Taken series just as much as me and you do or whatever. So, and she likes Liam Neeson's character and stuff. So I waited to see this in theaters with her. And I was reading so many reviews, people telling me how bad it was, man. I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm not really expecting much in here. And what I watched, I was like, this ain't, like, fucking terrible. But I mean, it's bad in the action sense-wise, but as far as being a film, people were saying, like, oh, it's the worst thing you've ever seen. I'm like, man, where the fuck did y'all at last year?
I was going to say, there's a lot worse.
A lot fucking worse films, man. I've seen this.
I really expected you to be hating this. I was like, oh shit, because I was like, I'm like you. I didn't hate it. I just think it's there, whatever.
It's forgettable. If anything, if this was to come on my TV right now, I would watch it. I would watch it, and I would have no regret about watching it. I don't think it's the best film. Like we said, it's got a lot of problems in there, but it didn't annoy me or piss me off or beat me over the head with his problems or anything like that. I was never bored in the film. I mean, there were some boring parts or whatever as far as whenever Liam Neeson's not on screen.
And, like, there's some stupid, like, people say, how did he escape that? How did he survive that? They never I'm like, I really don't care by this time. The first movie, in the first movie, he was like a guy with skills. Now he's like a superhero. Just go with it.
There was a scene, people, where he's in a parking lot and he backs a car up into the elevator.
I couldn't work out what the fuck was going on because of the filming.
I'm with you on that one too.
That's how he got out. Was the filming?
The camera shook so much he fell out like a goddamn jumble ball. Or something.
Which is true.
And the building blows up, and then the next scene, he's on the phone like, yeah, I'm coming for you. I was like, well, you know, hey.
You know what? It's Liam Neeson.
That's what I said. Fuck it. It works for Batman. Why not Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Well, listen, the only one action scene that I really thought was awesome is at the end where he had the Porsche and the plane.
You know what? I actually like the ending a lot to this film.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I actually liked it. Actually, I thought this ending was better than the second one.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the ending of this one.
I fucking hated the second ending or whatever is because when he killed the guy, you remember they didn't even make a sound effect when he snapped the dude's neck. It just looked like, I was like, damn, did he just kill that guy?
Yeah, that's right.
And then he meets up at that little restaurant on the pier with her boyfriend. I was like, oh, God, here we go. Okay. And I was like, yeah, you can just end or whatever. But in this one, it just ended with, him taking that plane out. And hugging the daughter, and so I was like, "There you go. That's how I want my ending."
Except for that's true. Oh, if it's gonna be if the baby's gonna be a girl, I want to call it mom. He'd be like, "Okay, whatever."
Yeah. That was for me. That was less painful than last. Movie.
I don't know. But Liam Neeson's reaction's like, "You called me all the way here on the fucking pier to tell me that fucking dumb."
But yeah, I'm with you, man. That whole last action scene where they go into the parking structure and he's got to go up to the rooftop and kill the Russian dude and then the drive with the Porsche all the way to the plane. I was entertained by that whole sequence.
Yeah, because it was actually filmed in a way that you're like, nah, he'll catch up. And then you see the plane start to take off going, oh, fuck, hang on. Is he actually going to – then nope. Oh, nope. He's fucking going to take the plane out with a fucking car.
Damn, you bring up a good fucking point. It's funny. He's driving a Porsche at 140 miles per hour and we can see – everything that's going on, but yet when this nigga walking, we can't see shit. How the fuck is this director filming shit, man?
That's a good point. That's a fucking good point.
Jesus Christ. This dude can shoot some of the hardest action scene, but he can't do simple walking and chop scenes. What the fuck is wrong with this, Wayne?
I don't know. It could be the editor, but I'm going to film as the director because he said the second one was the same and every other film he's done, same shit.
Yeah, and this, I don't know if you noticed, but this dude's, he's edited, he's done editorial work as well, man. He's been doing some editing shit as well.
Are you serious? Oh, God. I reckon if you suffered from epilepsy, you would not want to watch this film because you'd be having a fucking seizure or fit or God knows what.
I think what goes on without Liam Neeson on screen is boring, but I think it kind of holds a little bit of anticipation and wait to get to the next scene of how Liam Neeson's going to handle the situation.
Yeah.
Because we already know he's going to handle it well. No, but it's like, how he's going to do
Liam Neeson, what else is he going to do?
He's going to beat the fuck out of people. That's what I want to see and shit. But Maggie Grace, she's being Maggie Grace. I mean, nothing really to her. I actually liked her towards the end, though, where she told the cop, hey, look, arrest me. If you ain't going to arrest me, then, you know, I mean, what the fuck am I here for then? Come on.
Now. I'd be like, okay, fine. I'll put cuffs on you, bitch. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking to. I'd have been like, well, you want to be such a smart ass about it then? Fuck, come on now.
I got a surprise for you in my pocket.
I'm only 16. Only in the movie, girl.
Hey, bitch, you're my age. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, in this film, she was legal. She was in college now. So,
hey, she's pregnant, so she's easily.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I think what makes this bad on everybody's standpoint is just the action is shot bad.
Oh, yes.
This is an action film, and to be able to not see shit, I understand that part.
But, like, did you expect this to be as good as the first movie?
No,
I mean, really? I mean, people go in expecting they shit. I'm like, come on, fucking get serious.
And you know what? People didn't even like the first film that much, though. I don't know if you've ever seen the Rotten Tomatoes score on that one. It's like 50%.
Fuck them. I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, so
fuck them.
I think people that liked that first one were like, you know, like kind of like us. Like, people just watch a shitload of movies and shit like that, you know, because like, people didn't think the first one was good. So clamoring that you're going to get something good out of the second and third film, it's like, well, y'all didn't even like the first one, so what the fuck are you expecting out of this one with a lesser director on it?
What do you expect him to do? Just completely change his skills and start fucking cooking or some shit?
No. And I agree completely with you, man. I thought the best part of the whole film, too, was when he teamed up with the team. That was for like a good, I want to say, 8 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, it would have been good to see.
8 minutes of the film.
It was good that we're in it more. Like, they're helping him out from the very start, but it would have been just good to see them. It's like a team. Kicking some ass.
I loved the scene where the older guy, one of his, I think it was Andrew Borba that played him, Clarence, where he was telling the cop put your cuffs on or whatever. He's like, you wouldn't shoot me. He pulled that trigger back on. He said right or left.
Right or left.
Man, so I thought it had some moments, man.
It's not. I mean, I was like you. I'm reading all these reviews, not really reading them in detail because I didn't want to know much. But like, oh, it's horrible, worst film of bloody the year. It's like the fucking year's just started, for fuck's sake.
Thank you. Shit, I've seen the schedule. It's gonna be a lot worse shit coming, man. I ain't seen people give passes to some old bullshit ass fucking films I've seen, but this one, this is the one that gets the patent. I mean, doesn't get the patent. I'm like, come on now, y'all gotta be fucking kidding me. Someone said this is on the level of Legend of Hercules.
What?
Like, get the fuck out of here. Come on.
What?
Jesus. Matter of fact, someone messaged me saying that our good pal, our good black pal of ours, whatever, gave it a fuck you.
Oh, yes, he did, because I listened to his review, and I'm like, for starters, one of the complaints is, why is it called Taken? You know, nothing gets taken. I'm like, because it's the name of the fucking franchise.
The name of the franchise, that's why.
You fucking think, you know, it doesn't need to be called, you know, it's like, some movies don't need to be called, they don't even go by the fucking title, they just fucking live with it, you know?
Jesus Christ, they don't need to be, I mean, at the end of the day, do you really give a fuck what the title is called?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, if, just give me a good film that you can call it, you know, Taken a shit, you know, and they'll be okay, done.
How many of them fucking Rambo films are just Rambo numbers? Rambo, I mean, come on, and people still watch them? Nobody give a fuck with the title of them. You can call the next Rambo film Out in the Woods.
You know what the next Rambo film is called? Last Blood.
There you go. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck because they don't give a fuck about the title. What is the title? Like, I always get, I always piss at people when they always talk about, oh, that poster doesn't look cool. Whatever. What do you care about the fucking poster?
Exactly. It's like, it's as you just said there, no one gives a shit about the title. It's the character. People are seeing this because of Liam Neeson and Brian Mills. That's it.
Yeah. Don't nobody give a shit about. People watch this. People watch Rambo movies to see him kill a ton of people. People watch Rocky to see an epic fight at the end. People watch space movies to see space scenes. People watch Taken to see Liam Neeson use specific set of skills.
To talk on the phone to Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, exactly. And tell him good luck. I'm not gonna lie. I loved watching Liam Neeson act in this movie, man. I love seeing this dude work in these Taken films, man. I love seeing like how he's got everything just planned out and shit and ready, like in case of shit like this happen. When he was first getting chased by the police, and he had that whole the sewer hole and shit like that, I was like, you know, the times we right now with the police of shooting multiple people and just beating the fuck out of them and shit. I found this movie to be very pleasant to watch.
Yeah, very pleasant. They didn't shoot. Well, he was white. They're not going to shoot a white man. Come on.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they drew the gun on Forrest Whitaker and went, oh, shit, he's in charge. Shit.
Forrest Whitaker can go fuck himself because that dude, he trying to sit up there at the end of the movie like, I knew everything was going. Nigga, you didn't know shit. Shut the fuck up, dude. It's like, he's sitting up here talking about all these clues he came up with though at the beginning of the film. He had a gun and he didn't shoot at any of y'all. This is weird. This is optional. But yet, why'd you spend the whole movie still chasing this guy?
I'm going to get a bagel. Off I go.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a bagel. And then he gets a fucking video footage. People, fucking video footage of his wife being taken. And yet, he's still fucking trying to track down Liam Neeson. I'm like...
Okay, I always love... There's one line in this movie which sums up where he's like, oh, he always has to be in charge. He has to take control. It's like, it's true because every time we've got Brian Mills, he's called... Wait for me. I'll be there in a minute. He's like, wait, just fucking go and arrest the guy right now.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking exactly. Yes.
Like, just wait for me. I'm on my way.
He we got him in custody, sir. He's going to be all right. I'm on my way right now.
This is what I didn't understand. When Liam Neeson's in the back of the car, and he's like, where is he? Oh, you know, he's like, stop the car. Stop the car. Just watch him. He's like, what for? There's no evidence that he's going to try and break out or do anything.
Can I ask you a question? What the fuck would Forrest Whitaker do if he got there and Liam Neeson was still there? What the fuck he gonna do?
Talk to him.
he's gonna pull his cell phone out and...
He's gonna say, look at all these films I've been in. I'm always a cop. I know what I'm doing. You know what? We need to get Forrest Whitaker, the actual actor, to do like a hostage negotiation. Because I'm sure he'd be up to it.
Actually, you know what? Yes. You know, he should be the president's right hand man. Secretary of Defense. That's what he should be.
Oh, yeah. You've done a lot of negotiating. Here you go. I'm just an actor.
That nigga should roll for that role. Instead of going for that butler role, he should have went for this.
The butler. Hey, forget about the butler.
Also, everybody tries to forget about the butler. Come on.
I actually haven't seen the film.
No, you don't want to see that film.
Okay,
that film's an insult. I'm sorry.
What, is it worse than Taken 3? Like everyone's saying?
Thank you. It is worse than Taken 3. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Come on, man. How would you feel if they said, oh, Australian people being a butler, they thought that was the most admirable thing they can do? It's like, that's what it was for black people. When people sit up, they're talking about, it's so courageous. Where it's like, no, that's fucking insulting.
It's courageous being a butler.
Come on, dude. That shit is insulting.
Courageous.
There was nothing courageous about that at all. That was the most insulting thing ever. It'd be like, oh, this black man avoided getting shot by being a white man's butler. It's like, what?
Oh, courageous. Absolutely. Well, look what led him to. He's now a head police officer, or whatever you want to call it. Sergeant.
Detective or whatever. Yeah. But Wayne, man, what's your final thoughts on this film?
I'm shocked that you and me pretty much agree 100%. I really thought I was going to be saying I'm the only one. I enjoyed it. Of course, it's got a lot of fucking issues with it, but it's still just a movie you sit back and go, yeah, well, that was fun, whatever, walk off, and you forget about it, whatever. But you don't forget about that character, Brian Mills, Liam Neeson.
No. Everything else in the movie was damn near forgettable. I damn near forgot everything. Even the fucking villains, I don't even remember them. But once again, the best parts of these movies is just watching Brian Mills work.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, if you go in expecting, you know, the bloody Academy Award winning storyline, you're a fucking idiot because you ain't going to get that anyway. You know?
Man, I didn't see motherfuckers give passes. Matter of fact, you know what? Going back to it, Corey, I'm calling you out. You gave Transformers a fucking Reddit.
What? Well, he gave the last Transformers a Reddit. Oh, okay, Corey.
We're done. Passes to all the Transformers films, and here you gave this a fuck you, man.
I'm on Facebook. I'm defriending you. That's unacceptable.
That's some bullshit.
That's just fuck. I forgot. What? He gave Transformers a... Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, you saw one with him.
I did. I did. And he actually changed his review after seeing it.
Oh.
So when we left, we saw Transformers 3, it was like he was in a prize fight. We walked out, he was sweating, hunched over a bin, and the first words were, oh, mate, I'm sorry. Sorry you had to see that.
Then that review comes out, what was the rating? Rent it.
Yeah. Everyone else gave it a fuck it. Tony hated it, Martin hated it. It's like, oh, God.
Reynolds.
Hey, Reynolds.
Man, you know, the biggest crime in this film to me is the action. The action is not shot well, obviously. It's shot horrible. I mean, there's no excuse about it at all. I mean, this director, he needs to stay away from fucking action, dude. Unless you're going to be shooting phone movies.
He needs to stop giving Stevie Wonder the camera.
He should have did that movie with Tom Hardy that I loved, Locke, where he's just in the car on the phone. This director would have been perfect for that.
Oh, he would have somehow made it shaky.
He would have been fucking perfect for that role.
I don't get, when did this change? When did action movies start to get, oh, we have to shake the camera so much so you can't see what's happening? Who fucking decided to come up with that idea?
And it's like, oh, because, you know, these actors aren't really, you know, martial artists or anything like that. It's like, you ain't got to really show that. I mean, it's just gun shooting, though. It's like, exactly. It's just gunplay. You know, I think the problem with I don't remember the first one, dude, but I think the last two, I think the problem was with it is they've been PG-13.
I was about to say, and I forgot, you could tell, cut some shit out. Like when there's a guy when he puts when he's fighting the Russian guys in like that little convenience store with the alcohol and shit.
Yeah,
and the guy puts a gun
really
in his mouth, pulls the trigger, you see no blood or nothing.
No, you see no blood at all or whatever. I think that's where this film probably drops the fucking ball, because if I'm not mistaken, that first one, if I'm not mistaken, that one was rated, no, it was PG-13, I just looked it up too.
Oh,
okay, well. That one was PG-13, but the problem with that one is the gun shooting in it, it wasn't like, you know, in your face kind of style. Yeah. It was more of on the road, more hand fighting combat than it was, you know, shooting people up. The only last shooting, the shooting scenes was the ending of it. And in the last two, the second two and three, is there's gunshots through it all the, over the That's fucking true. Film.
Is what's her name? What's her name? Franklin? What? Jankum?
Oh, Famke Jensen.
Is she actually an X-Men? Is she an X-Men character? Because how
yes,
the fuck?
Jean.
How the hell did her neck wound heal? Because when he takes her in, like, oh, I know, you don't know, she does
you
die.
That too, huh?
Yeah, he takes her out of the morgue and look, and the neck wound, it's fucking healed. It's like
it's like a burn mark.
It's like a burn. I was like, motherfucker, if you get cut, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, is she gonna be alive in this? And this is a twist because. There's no way in hell your like the stitches all gone, nothing. It's like, yeah. She's a fucking.
It looked like she had a curling iron and just burned her neck.
I was gonna say the fucking Phoenix is about to rise again. Just oh shit,
dude. I remember I nodged the wife over on the shoulder. And I said, "How the fuck did her neck heal that quickly?"
I'm glad I'm not the only one to notice that.
Dude, I was like, damn, the blood of when she first got killed. I'm talking about right now. How the fuck did her neck? Her neck just looks like she just had a birthmark.
Yeah, and like there's no stitch lines, nothing. I'm like, okay, that's a bit odd. It's like, Liam Neeson, if you're a detective, you should be realizing this shit. Just slap in the face and wake up.
This scene, though, I'm not going to lie, I stood up and applauded because I was like, he's breaking into the PD police department. I was like, I'm happy. Every time he fucked with the police, man, I was clapping. I was happy. I don't know why. I was clapping. But no.
And the idea of going into a school and letting a bomb off is pretty awesome. I gotta applaud that. Just gender his closet, throws a bomb like that. That's awesome.
That shit was awesome.
He don't give a shit. I was like, yes. He don't give a shit.
You know, my final thoughts, man, I'm telling you this right now. If you were here, Wayne, and we watched 1, 2, and 3 back to back,
I would love them all.
I think we'd have a fucking good time. I'm not gonna lie. I think if you watched this at home, watched all three, I think you'd have a good time. The biggest complaint, once again, I'm telling people would have is just the action is shot fucking horrible. Some of the characters in here, they serve no purpose in here whatsoever. I mean, they don't serve any purpose in here whatsoever. And to give credit on the director's standpoint, even though I've been talking shit about this guy because I don't like this guy, I think this guy is fucking horrible. I think he knows that this movie is based around Liam Neeson's character.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I think that's why the camera is on him throughout the whole fucking film. I think I give him credit on that part. He knows that, hey, it's a Rambo movie. Keep the camera on Rambo. It's one of them Jason Statham films. Keep the camera on Jason Statham. We go see action films to follow these badass characters in.
Exactly. And you don't need to have fucking DMX remixes or whatever the fuck you want at the start. No. Music credits. I'm sick of that shit.
No, exactly. So, me, man, dude, I'm giving this a straight stream. I thought it was fine.
100% with you. 100% with you. Definitely stream. Yeah. I mean, is it? It could be a. You could even go to like rent it. But nah, stream it.
Yeah.
Stream it's pretty much. Yeah, you said if you're at home having a few drinks with a few people, perfect kind of film to watch.
Dude, I'm telling you this right now. 2 weeks from now, me and you both gonna fucking forget this film and be like, worst film of the year. Man, have you seen that Dawn of Justice Part 1? That's the worst fucking film.
We still don't know if they're doing this shit. I really hope they're not.
The worst film of the year. Apparently, them people ain't seen Woman in Black 2 last week.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that. But is it the film of the year has just started? How the fuck could it be the worst film of the year?
Worst film they've ever fucking seen. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm telling you this right now. I've seen far worse films than this one. Matter of fact, if we want to stay even in this genre, there is way worse action films than this.
Oh God, yeah.
fucking worse than this, man. I'm telling you.
You could just go from last year and name a bunch of films.
There you go.
Expendables 3.
All them goddamn religious movies that came out last year. Son of God.
I was just about action. What about Expendables 3?
Oh, yeah, this is far better than Expendables 3. Come on. Okay,
and that's me saying that shit.
come on, get the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Awesome action, though. Awesome action.
This movie is way better than Amazing Spider-Man 2. Come on.
Yeah, of course it is. But Amazing Spider-Man 2 have Forrest Whitaker.
But how many people gave that shit a pass?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So get the fuck out of here, man, with that shit. Don't tell me this is the worst shit you ever seen, people.
It must be Liam Neeson. Because even when I think about it, Batman Begins, the only thing I did not like about that, well, not the only thing, but the main thing, the way the fights were filmed.
Yeah, you know what? That pissed me off about that whole trilogy is that whole, I love that training shit because I just love seeing Batman's origin story. The thing that pissed me off about that trilogy is he went through all this training and not once had a hand-to-hand combat with anyone. I was like, what was the fucking point then of all
that? He went through all that training and yet a stupid bitch just stabs him at the end and he doesn't even notice.
Okay, wow, you're not gonna have some, man, you go out on a fucking, man, fuck you, no, that's what I'm talking about, shit. I mean, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that, see,
that's
gonna piss
me off now. That's a story for another day.
That is definitely a story for another day, but we both give extremists, worst movie of the year, man, you people are morons, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, fuck your fans.
Yeah, fuck your fans, fuck your people. we are, man, that was the first review me and Wayne ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's took a long time. out of all the films, would people have guessed that it would be Taken 3?
I thought it would have been Dawn of Justice. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, that's happening. so much, people. There's a chance I might even fly over to LA.
Yes, we're gonna see it together.
Which I'm really tempted to do.
That's gonna be awesome. We can see me and you. Hating it, and Cody over there clapping every time Superman comes on the screen.
Like, motherfucker, throw some popcorn at him, please.
Oh, let's get out of here now.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Good luck.